God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I bring to you, my brothers and sisters, this Sunday, Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verse 29. His son said in reply, "I will not." But afterwards, changed his mind and went. I bring this to you, my dear child of God, because I mind your eternal salvation, your true identity now, your true happiness now. Because in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, Jesus enters Jerusalem, and it is a matter of a few days, they will arrest him and kill him. Therefore, he tells the parable of the two sons to the Pharisees, the scribes, and the religious people who were plotting to arrest him and kill him. And he wants to know their opinion. So what could be our opinion? Isn't he an ideal child? The one who says yes to his or her parents and does what they are asked of them? Isn't he an ideal man and woman? The one who professes their faith both in word and deed? Isn't it the ideal way, your way and my way, to promise and act on what we have promised? For even the Apostle Paul wrote to the Philippians when he was in prison and told them this: "Have in you the same attitude that is also in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God something to be grasped. Rather, he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and he found human in appearance. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. In this regard, therefore, we know there's a huge difference between talking with somebody and talking back to somebody. A child who talks back to his or her parents lacks humility, disobeys his or her parents, and is filled with the pride, the attitude not of Jesus Christ, but of the evil one. And such a child is lost in his or her own family." As an African musician sang, "You have been lost, good child. You have been lost by behaving that way. Umekwisha potea, wapotea mtoto mzuri kwa kufanya hivyo." That's Swahili. You are lost. You are lost, good child, for behaving that way. Because God gave Moses 10 commandments on Mount Sinai. Only one commandment, he attached it with a promise. Who would not want to have that promise and enter the promised land? Because God called that mother, that father, and out of unconditional love, sacrificial love, self-giving love, they said yes. And you came into this world. And they continue to provide, my friend, to clothe you, to nourish you. You know, we need not just to be intelligent, but to be clever there. Really prudent there. What's your opinion? Because Jesus wants to make us aware that the first son who says, I will not, who disobeys, but afterwards thinks over it, regrets, and does what is asked of him, represents the tax collectors and sinners of all sorts. And the second child who says yes, but does not do what is asked of him, represents the Pharisees and the religious people who are plotting to kill Jesus. And Jesus is hereby telling us that neither the tax collectors, nor the Pharisees, nor the first, nor son, nor the second son are our model to follow. Because one will not be saved and enter the kingdom of God by fine words, just fine words, or by belonging to the church, but by becoming truly obedient to God. And this is how one can become truly obedient to God. By standing up for what is right, just, and morally good for all. Therefore, even as we prepare to go to the elections this November, God is searching for such a person. God is looking for such people who do not stand by a political party, but stand by somebody who is truly obedient to God, does what is right, just, and morally good. Because although the Pharisees knew John the Baptist lived a righteous life and his teaching was from God, it was only the tax collectors and sinners who believed in him, repented, and were baptized by him. And so the Lord declares in Ezekiel. He says here in Ezekiel, if a wicked man turning from wickedness he has committed does what is right and just, shall preserve his life. Indeed, Lord. And so we pray, remember your compassion and love, O Lord, for they are ages old. Amen and amen.